Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldsberg dictating an endoscopy report on Benjamin Quitino, date of birth 9/24/2001, date of procedure April 4, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldsberg. Referring physician is Dr. Hector Roca. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy. With cold biopsies. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, heartburn, comma, change in bowel habits with diarrhea and constipation, comma, iron deficiency, anemia, comma, dysphagia. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesion, such as among the sural extents of the patient. Period. The patient is brought to an endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated, and spray anesthesia services, monitored, anesthesia care. Period. While lubricated, the Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and advanced under direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus. Period. Retroflex view is obtained at the cardioperitoneal area section from the stomach before draw the scope. Period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. As the gastroscope exam was normal. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video. Colonoscope is introduced into the rectum and advanced under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, the cecal valve, and complement of the fold. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, the cecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum. Period. The terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters, was intubated and value. Period. Retroflex is obtained. The rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a (5, 1-2-2). Period. Poor prep. Period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal mid-esophagus appeared unremarkable. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and to rule out EOE. Next line. The Z line was regular at 40 centimeters from bite block. Comma distal esophageal biopsies were obtained to rule out EOE. Next line. There was mild diffuse gastric erythema. Comma biopsies were obtained in the interim body to for further evaluation and to rule out H. pylori. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy. Next line. The last 5 centimeters of terminal ileum appeared unremarkable. Comma biopsies were obtained to rule out causes for diarrhea. Next line. Random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon separately for histology and to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. Next line, there was a poor prep on the right side. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy next available given the poor prep. Next line. If patient is found to be iron deficient, is found to have iron deficiency anemia, I would recommend PLCAM endoscopy for further evaluation. Next line. Trial famotidine, comma, anti-reflex precautions were explained, comma, avoid NSAIDs. Next line, follow up in office previously scheduled. Thank you.